BBC Audio presents Hiding Out, a BBC full cast radio crime drama.
Hello, my name is Natalie Driver. I'm recording this late at night and it's quiet where I am now. I'm also very much alone. I hope it doesn't sound too dramatic to tell you that I won't be revealing my location during this podcast, which, as you've decided to listen to it, you already know is called Hiding Out. The reason for that title is very simple. I've gone into hiding. Literally, no one knows where I am. It's the safest way. The thing is, certain events have led me to believe that I might be in danger. I don't know in precisely what way or from whom, but if you stay listening, I'll try to explain the whole story. Well, the whole story so far. I am 22 years old. I'm a student at NUC, New Ulster College, and I'm in the final year of a new media and journalism degree. But before I tell you about the events of the last 24 hours that led me to make this podcast, you need to know about an unsolved murder from 14 years ago. Here's what happened in the small Northern Irish town of Colcastle on Saturday, April 26, 2003. Caroline Ellis, a 19-year-old single mother, was working that day and had arranged for her brother, Toby Ellis, to mind her four-month-old son, Derek. Toby was 22 at the time. Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he took his nephew out for a stroll. Passing the newsagents on nearby Davis Street, he realised he needed cigarettes. He left the infant in his pram outside and, when he came out, discovered that little Derek had been abducted. Three people in the newsagents at that time later told the police that Toby Ellis had been in the shop for no more than 2 minutes. The search for Derek Ellis began immediately, and the most extraordinary thing was that the police were unable to turn up any eyewitness. For several days, Colcastle was convulsed by the shocking event, and all kinds of theories were put forward about who might have taken the infant and why. Then, 6 days later, the search was brought to an abrupt and tragic end when the tiny body was found in a wooded area, Mountfort, just a few miles out of town. He had died as a result of a blow to the head. Though the investigation continued for a long time afterwards, no one was arrested for the abduction and murder of little Derek Ellis. My family came to Colcastle only 5 years ago, so I knew nothing about this story until recently, when I was discussing possible subjects for a college podcast assignment with two classmates. One of them, Vic Grant, who had grown up in the town, remembered it vividly from his childhood. We thought it would make for an amazing series of podcasts, and fortunately our course coordinator, Dr. Buick, thought so too. We thought that it might jog people's memories and maybe help solve a 14-year-old mystery. Well, more about that later. So we started to research, but straight away serious problems arose. This is me on the first day we recorded material for the podcast. I'm standing outside the home of the mother of the murdered child. I'm not sure what I feel right now about meeting Caroline Ellis for the first time. I suppose my biggest wish is that after 14 years she'll see some value in talking to our podcast about her terrible ordeal. I hope she'll want to remind listeners of what happened and want them to remember her son. I met Caroline Ellis that day and I'm glad I didn't record our encounter. It wasn't too pleasant, and believe me, I think she's fully entitled to her privacy, especially after what she's been through. She was very angry about us. What's that? Sorry, I heard something. I thought. Sorry, my apologies. Anyway, Caroline Ellis was very angry about us making this podcast, and my teammates Vic and JJ discovered the same attitude from other people who'd been part of the story, including her brother Toby Ellis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?